Turning to news from the Middle East, and US envoy George Mitchell is in the Holy Land today, continuing his shuttle diplomacy in hope of reviving the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Chris Altieri reports.
The U.S. envoy to the Mideast, George Mitchell, is acting as the mediator between Israeli and Palestinian political leaders, whose positions are widely divergent, even as far as the question whether their so-called proximity talks have really begun. A comprehensive accord has twice seemed within reach in recent years, but talks broke down both times in disagreement over core issues, especially the question of Jerusalem, which is home to holy sites revered by Jews, Christians, and Muslims. Though not usually included as a separate item in the list of main issues in the dispute, the question of the status of holy sites not only raises thorny historical and legal problems, but can also inflame passions and elicit powerful sentiments.
Yes, this conflict is a case in point. And it's one of many examples of how easy it is for sacred places to become caught up in political, territorial, and religious tensions.
A former prime minister of Norway and a Lutheran clergyman, Kjell Magne Bondevik, is the founder and president of the Oslo Center for Peace and Human Rights, which has been working to build awareness of the importance of holy sites in conflict resolution in the Middle East and around the world.
And I think that history also shows us that the conflicts around the holy sites help to impede peace processes.
As far as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict itself is concerned, Mitchell's main goal is to persuade the parties to sit down at the same table, something they have not done since January of 2009. I'm Chris Altieri.